All right, so we're going to start this recording, man. Welcome back. It's another episode of the Cycle Shack. I'm Ivan Rodriguez. It's Saturday, 11:19 p.m., Saturday, March 3rd. And like usual, I'm close to midnight. And what a crazy Saturday it's been. We had a nor'easter hit the New York State region, possibly some of Pennsylvania and Jersey, but we had a big nor'easter. And instead of pounding us with a foot of snow, this thing came packed with wind. There were downed trees and power lines everywhere. So there's a lot of people that last I checked, there was about 67,000 people just in the little section of the Hudson Valley area alone. I'm about an hour and a half northwest of New York City. And I just got off the website that pertaining to my utility company, and it was lit up like a Christmas tree. So, man, those people without power, hopefully you have wood pellet stoves or fireplaces where you're keeping warm, man. It must be horrible. I am so thankful that, knock on wood, I've still had power. The storm's over with. The winds have subsided, but there's sporadic outages here and there as they're making repairs. So, yeah, man, crazy Saturday. And I've been running around. I was at work checking on some sites and doing some stuff. And, pertaining to generators, I have guys that work for me that are out manning generators at sites, etc. Crazy day. So this is another episode of the Cycle Shack, and I'm jumping on real quick. I'm on my laptop and my blue microphone. I was going to be down in the studio, but again, it's too chilly down there. I don't have the proper heating. It's great for the spring, summer, and fall, but in the wintertime, it really sucks down there. Great quality recordings, but too cold. Anyway, so I've been reporting about a lot and doing research, rather, on Harley-Davidson, because I'm really, really intrigued and interested to know where they're going, where they're taking their motorcycle sales. So like I said last time, their fourth quarter report showed that basically their overall motorcycle sales was not bad at all compared to most. And what they thought they had failed at, they really didn't. They didn't do the best. It wasn't their best quarter, but they didn't do fairly bad. They did actually better than expected. So that's good news. Remember, it's a roller coaster. Everyone has their eye on Harley. And you got to remember, folks, while the folks at Polaris have Indian, they are not specifically and solely just a motorcycle manufacturer. Honda is not solely a motorcycle manufacturer. Kawasaki is not solely a motorcycle manufacturer. Harley-Davidson is. Harley-Davidson does not make TVs. Harley-Davidson does not make microwave ovens. Harley-Davidson does not make cars. Harley-Davidson does not make guitars. That rhymed a little bit. Anyway, they are strictly a motorcycle producing company. Okay. So if you look at the numbers, they're doing pretty damn good. Okay. Not as good as everyone expects. Yes, some sales have dropped, but overall, they're pretty good. Not as bad as they expected. Now, doing my research, I also noticed that, again, while everybody's eyeing Harley-Davidson and pointing the finger on, ha ha, look, the giant is doing bad, they're not doing as well as expected, but neither is Kawasaki. Neither is Honda. Neither is Suzuki. Okay? All the other metric motorcycle companies, including Triumph, they have significantly dropped. Motorcycles in general has dropped. It ain't just a Harley thing, guys. Remember that. So that being said, check it out. Investigate yourself. Do your research. Every motorcycle manufacturer has been I wouldn't say suffering, but their sales have dropped a little bit. It's in cycles, okay? It'll pick up, I'll guarantee it, especially when that spring comes around, everybody gets the fever. You see people on motorcycles, and trust me, it'll come around. So anyway, I was doing some research on motorcycle campgrounds because one of my rides that I want to do this year would be, I'm recording. This used to let me do 5 minutes worth of recording. I'm recording straight off the Anchor webpage. And I hope this thing lets me go longer than 5 minutes and doesn't start redlining me at 4 minutes and 50 seconds. Let's see if it does. 49, 50. All right. Looks like I'm going to get more than 5 minutes per recording. Cool. So anyway, motorcycle campgrounds. I've been doing a lot of research on them, and I'm planning on doing some riding with some buddies to a motorcycle campground in Pennsylvania. So, yeah, tell me what you think. If anybody knows any motorcycle campgrounds in the New York tri-state area, let me know. New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. I'm definitely interested. And basically what I want to do is like a man's ride where we go out on a tent, some basic food, and maybe I was planning on researching a KOA campground that's motorcycle friendly, and we could just ride our bikes from dawn till dusk, and at dusk be at a campground, pitch a tent, and get a campfire going, and just sleep out under the stars, you know, and sleep on the road. No hotel, none of that BS. And go from there. Another thing I noticed while I was doing my research on how well Harley Davidson is doing or not doing, Harley Davidson looks like they are getting into more investments. They're spending some money on the electric motorcycle. They've actually teamed up and invested with, it says here, this article is from exhaust.racerxonline.com. And it says Harley Davidson invests in Alta Motors. Early this year, amid slumping sales, Harley Davidson announced it was bringing an electric model to the market within 18 months. The announcement came 4 years after Harley unveiled its Livewire project, an all-electric prototype. Now, Harley kind of buried that and threw it to the side because, well, financially, they didn't know if it was going to work out. And the technology, I guess, wasn't there, which led them to, I guess, go and make this investment with this company, Alta Motors. Well, huge news dropped today as Harley Davidson announced it has made an equity investment in the California-based electronic motorcycling manufacturer, Alta Motors. Early this year, as part of our 10-year strategy, we reiterated our commitment to build the next generation of Harley Davidson riders, in part by aggressively investing in the electric vehicle technology. Harley Davidson President and CEO Matt Levatich, if I'm pronouncing that wrong, sorry, said Alta has demonstrated innovation and expertise in the EV, electric vehicle area, and their objectives align closely with ours. So let's see what happens. So Harley's going to spend some money to be mean in the electric motorcycle race. Right now, I think, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think the leader in electric motorcycles right now is based out of California. Also, they're called Zero Engineering or Zero Motorcycles. They're all electric. Don't know if they're the leader. I'm just assuming because they're the only, when you think electric motorcycles, you think of Zero. At least I do anyway, if you're a motorcycle fan. So yeah, that's cool. Another thing I noticed here is that the Sportsters, okay, they have the two Sportsters, they're factory modified street machines. This comes from themanual.com. Harley Davidson came out with two Sportsters, okay, that are kind of aiming at the new riders. It's like a chopper, like retro chopper looking thing. The tanks look like the old AMF Sportster tanks, the old AMF Harley Davidson Sportster tanks, which didn't look too bad, but it definitely looks retro. But they actually have ape hangers. The one of them has the front fairing, and they look pretty sleek, man. I like them. It is the 48 Special, and let me see. One is, you know what? Let me just read this. This article again is from The Manual, by Jonathan Klein of The Manual. And it says, Harley Davidson is an American staple, a company that is steeping into the country's history. I'm sorry. You see, even I make mistakes. A company that is steeped into the country's history and a brand looking to invigorate a generation that may or may not be as interested in motorcycles as previous crops. To that end, Harley Davidson has released... What is going on? Okay, never mind. I thought my computer was going to shut down. Two factory custom models with the company's lowest priced family of motorcycles. That's cool. The Sportster 48 Special and the Sportster Iron 1200. So the Iron used to be an 883. My wife has a 2017 Iron 883. I love the bike. Don't tell her that. She loves it too. And the 48, they did away with, but they came back with a 48 Special. They look pretty good. Check them out. Go to HarleyDavidson.com. You can check them out on YouTube. They look awesome. So hopefully they attract some new riders. And Harley's definitely doing a step in the right direction with that. Kudos to them, man. And what else? I probably got more Harley stuff. Everybody's going to probably hear this and go, hey, man, you're getting Harley stuff. I got something here that I read at autondtv.com. Car and Bike Online. 2018 Harley Davidson Softail Low, first rider look. So there's a picture of what appears to be a 2018 Harley Davidson Softail lineup with the Softail Low, Lowrider, I'm sorry. It's going to be a 1970s chopper-inspired cruiser. I like where they're going with this. They're making the retro look come back, but with today's technology. And that's awesome because that's what the chopper scene was all about. Get rid of all the garbage on the bike and keep the technology of the era. So today we have all this technology. If you can make a retro bike, but with today's technology, that would be badass. Definitely, for sure. I like the way this looks. And if you're interested in looking at this, check it out. Type in your browser, auto, car, and bike, and it should pop up, .com. So, let's see. It will feature the, even though it has a retro look, it's got like a round retro air cleaner, it's still going to be powered by the Milwaukee 8107. So, that is cool. I think I read somewhere, and don't quote me on this, I think I heard they came out with like a second generation Milwaukee 8107 model. And by second generation, they took a lot of people's comments and they tweaked it to make it an even more better performing motorcycle, because right now, because right now to date, there aren't really too many complaints on the Milwaukee 8. Everybody's sitting back and, oh, we're going to watch them. That engine, I don't know, man, but it's going on 3 years. The engine's been out. They came out in 2017. It's 2018. Okay. The 2019 bikes will be coming out. So they are kind of, you know, I haven't heard too many complaints about the Milwaukee 8, really. Matter of fact, I'm hearing a lot of people love the Milwaukee 8, but there were some minor little, you know, criticisms to it, and they tweaked it. So there's going to be a second generation Milwaukee 8 107 engine coming out. I'm not 100% sure, so let me correct that. I believe there's a second generation Milwaukee 8 107 coming out, based on an article that I read. But again, not everything you read on the internet is true, people. Yeah, that's right. Not everything you read is true. So my last thing, I don't know if you watched it. I watched it. I loved it. March 1st, today's the 3rd, March 1st aired the premiere episode. I believe it was season 10, episode 1 of Orange County Choppers, American Chopper on the Discovery Channel. And I liked it. They gave a sneak peek premiere episode. I don't think it's going to come on every week just yet. I think they just set it up so that they can air that one episode. They are kind of pushing in the direction where Senior and Junior have gotten along lately. They've been talking. They're trying to put a lot of stuff behind them. They're continuing with their businesses. And they're showing that although Paul Jr. didn't get into specifics, he alluded to the fact that his father's getting up there in age, and he sees not so much that his dad is deteriorating, but I think his dad has a health issue. And again, I am not 100% sure, but he did mention the fact that his dad is not as healthy as he used to be. He has a health issue, and he was very teary-eyed when he said it, very choked up, and he just left it at that. So I think there's something going on. I don't know for sure, But the episode is going to touch them rekindling their relationship as father and son, which is great because, again, when I used to watch American Chopper back in the day, 5 years ago and beyond, even before when it first started, I hated watching the fights. I mean, at first it was crazy and it would wow you, but I really disliked it because they were really mean to each other. And for being father and son, they were really horrible to each other. And it's really not the way to be. You know, I mean, I didn't think too highly of it, really. And then when they did what put me over the edge and I really kind of lost interest, even though I watched a few episodes, was the American Chopper Senior versus Junior. That pissed me off because they were being really mean to each other. And that wasn't cool. Discovery kind of capitalized on that. And I don't know. I was just a bit disgusted in that. So tell me what you think. Leave a message or what do they call it now? Voice messages now. They don't call them call into the show. So the Psycho Shack Podcast at gmail.com is my webpage. Oh, email address. My webpage is on my Facebook. Check out the Psycho Shack Podcast. Whoa, look at that. I'm stumbling. Check out the Psycho Shack Podcast on Facebook at the Psycho Shack Podcast. Click the link to my webpage. It is long, so I'm not going to say it. Just click the link and go to my webpage. My webpage is outdated. I'm going to update it. I have a blog on there that's also outdated. I'm going to update it as well. Just been very busy. And when I get in the studio, I'm going to make a more professional broadcast. Thanks for listening, guys. Again, the Psycho Shack Podcast at gmail.com or leave me a message right here on anchor.fm. If you haven't downloaded anchor.fm, this podcast gets put on 3 different platforms. So this is for those people who are not listening on anchor.fm. If you haven't downloaded anchor.fm, what are you waiting for? Go to iTunes, go to Android, look for anchor.fm, download it, listen to a bunch of cool podcasts. Everybody here is cool. I favorite everybody I come in contact with. Everything I see, I favorite. It's a great place. It's a great platform. So check it out. If you haven't already, anchor.fm is the place to be. You're listening to the Psycho Shack Podcast right here on anchor.fm. My name's Ivan. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. Peace.